Think about the habit of dating. Now, if you're married, dating's important, not in the sense that, you're deciding whether to get married, but dating's important in that it means you value the other person. You spend time with the other person, you guard that. You get to know the other person better. You pursue the other person. And in our marriage, you know, there's been seasons where we've done more dating and then less. And when we do less dating, the results aren't usually good. So that time right now for us, it's Wednesdays, but try to guard that. You don't have to get legalistic, but it really is fun. You value the other person, and you just keep coming up with new stuff to do. So if you're single, when it comes to dating, first of all, if you're not dating anyone, sometimes waiting is really good, and that's God's will. It's so much better to wait than to start dating the wrong people and then get into some really tough situations and have some regret. When you do date, ask God for discernment. You know, ask God, do you really see the person's character, if you should keep dating the person or not, and then surrender to the Lord. Some people date just because they're lonely or they feel insecure. Some people are always finding someone new because their self-esteem is low and they think they're incomplete, and, you know, they're looking for that person, perfect person, so that they'll feel good about themselves and about life. You know, don't be over-dependent on someone else. Check your motives when you date. But ask God for discernment. He'll bring it. So dating's a good thing, but at the same time, if you're married, don't neglect it. And if you're single, be discerning. It's okay to wait. Let God lead. It's an important area of your life.